This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everyone's doing well out there. Welcome to another raw vlog. If you haven't seen these before, this is basically me just sharing some thoughts with you. Now, for today, I wanted to talk about something which I've been thinking about for a while, but especially now with everything happening in the world, I really just from the bottom of my heart wanted to put a message out there to my sisters telling y'all to be careful. Take as many precautions as possible. We know that sisters are often the target of violence and hatred, and because oftentimes they're easily identified as being Muslim, especially those sisters who wear hijab or niqab, because they just looking at them, you can tell that they're Muslim. They're often the target of, as I said, violence and hatred and all that kind of stuff. Islamophobia is on the rise, so be careful. Now, I didn't want to just leave it at that. I want to also give you some words of encouragement. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given people different things. There's different aspects about all of us. And even on an individual level, we have different things about us that we can use to gain more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Men and women are no different in that matter. So Allah has given men certain things that are specific to men that they can use to gain more reward from Allah. And likewise, our sisters, women have been given certain things that men have not been given. And those are things that they can use to gain more reward from Allah. And also, we have a principle in Islam, and that is that the harder it is to do something, and this is from the obedience of Allah, the harder it is to do something, the more of a challenge it is, the more difficult we find it to be, the higher the reward. And because this is something which, without a doubt, is much harder for our sisters to deal with than brothers, a lot of times, you know, guys don't actually get it. They don't really understand how much of a challenge it is to walk out of your house. It's like wearing Islam on your sleeve, or we could say literally wearing Islam on your head with your hijab. People immediately know that you're Muslim. It used to be back in the day that people would just make assumptions about you, right? Oh, she's oppressed. She follows a backward way of life, but all that kind of stuff. But now it's gone a step beyond that, and that is that, you know, often there's a threat of physical violence as well, and also physical and verbal abuse, all of that, and that's a real threat. So it takes a lot of courage to step out of your house every single day and represent Islam like that. And like I said, I don't think brothers really get it. So mad respect, a lot of respect. I've had a lot to my sisters for being able to do that. But remember that because this is a challenge that is specific to sisters, or I should say more specific to sisters, this is also a blessing from Allah, and I would say an honor that Allah has given to women, that because this is more of a challenge for them, they also have the opportunity to get more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has blessed you and honored you with this type of challenge. And really, I just, like I said, just be careful, take precautions, but also stay strong. Stay strong and stay blessed. I believe this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.